Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today we have Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You have been exceptionally busy, and I know this because I haven't even had a chance to talk to you lately because of all the fair stuff going on, but it's wrapping up, at least the local part. You've got some information for us.
Yes, I just want to give a general shout out and thank you to so many people that make fair happen for us in this district. For those that are listening and don't understand the district, so we work in Anderson, Franklin, and Osage County. And so we, as a district KSRE extension, help with four local fairs. Now, fair boards are their own local entities, and they're my first shout out I want to give a thank you to. It takes a whole lot of manpower to pull off these fairs. And most of our fair boards are understaffed and they're all volunteers, all volunteer hours that help pull off your local fair. And we had great fairs in all of our communities. So, you know, we have one in Anderson County down in Garnett. We have one in Franklin County in Ottawa. And then we have two in Osage County, that's Overbrook and Osage City. And not only our fair board members, it goes deeper than that. Then our superintendents that help with all of our 4-H events at County Fair, those are all volunteers. Again, it's just, I'm always amazed of the community and the camaraderie that come together to pull off these huge events within our communities. It's just a community gathering where we get to see each other during the summer. You know, school's not in session, and it's just always a great time to be there. And then to all my 4-H families and 4-H members, we had great fairs. I'm always so impressed to see what they bring to fair. And, you know, I'm just blown away by their ability to tackle a project or a problem and overcome it. And just to see them grow from year to year, one thing that really fills my cup and I love about my job is I get to see these children progress from when they're 7 to then when they're 18. And so I get to see them mature and grow into adults. And it just warms my heart. And, you know, we said goodbye to some really great seniors this year, but we got some really great new 4-H'ers too. And so all of that just, you know, is always great and always is very prevalent and very, I can see that at fair of our program at work within these kids' lives. So just huge shout out to everybody involved in fair. It was a successful fair season. Also, it takes businesses and business dollars to help pull off events like this. And I want to give a few shout outs to a few of our more special sponsors to 4-H. I am not going to be able to list them all. And if you came out to support the 4-H'ers at fair, gave a donation towards an award, came to the sales, gave sponsorship to the fair board, we thank you for that. And we deeply appreciate your support within the community. But just a few ones I want to give a shout out to: Landmark National Bank and Patriots Bank provided our t-shirts for fair. So we really appreciate that sponsorship. BCI Mechanicals and Foley really helped us get our AC unit going at fair, and that made the world of difference and was a huge success. And then the other big shout I wanted to give to was Frontier Farm Credit. They were at every single one of our fairs, either providing a dinner for us for one of our 4-H'ers at one point in time or a breakfast. And so that is a huge relief for parents not have to do that meal at different times, and it's always good to see them out at the county fairs, and we appreciate all of your sponsorship. So again, there is lots more that I'm not able to touch on here this morning, and I don't want to leave anybody out, and we appreciate all your sponsorship. Thank you so much.
That sounds like 4-H needs to become 5-H and throw in home. It sounds like it's all pretty much one giant family to me.
It is one giant family. I love it. We are a very well-connected network of people, and I love to see that network at work at fairs.
Absolutely. Watch how it grows, watch how it expands, and becomes something even bigger and better than it was before. Well, thank you for the wrap-up, and thank you for the shout-outs. I know you can't get to everybody this morning, but they know they're appreciated, I really hope.
They do. I hope they do. They do.
Outstanding. They are. Well, we will be talking to you again. Hopefully you'll get a little bit of a breather in there before we talk about State Fair and everything else.
That's right. There's in August here, we wish everybody the best of luck as they start school here this week. And there are some fall events, but we will be touching on those soon. State Fair, record books, end of the year wrap up. you know, fall brings a couple things for us in the future here, but we'll talk about those at a later date.
We look forward to it. Thank you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.